Hello. Yes, you had explained to me that you wanted to interview one of the prince's concubines. They sent me. Yes, I'm a well-spoken English girl. What? We can't be concubines. There are concubines throughout history and across the world. It's a very narrow view you have. But please, ask your questions. How did I become the prince's concubine? I met him and his wife. Beautiful, beautiful woman. Very sweet. We get on well. At a charity ball, and I was 24. I've been his concubine for 6 years now. But I was 24 when we met. No, the prince didn't approach me. One of his staff approached me on behalf of his wife. They asked me whether I would be interested in being... How did they put it? First of all, it was, would I be interested in meeting the prince? And of course I said yes. And then they asked whether I had any commitments. And I said none that I couldn't get out of. I was in a place where I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do with my life. And then... the prince... princess, I should say, came to see me after her raid, said... well, confirmed that I was interested. They never made it completely clear, but I kind of understood what they meant. I was taken to a beautiful room at the back of the venue. Princess came in on her own. Beautiful, elegant woman. She's older than I am. She's 10, 12 years older than I was at the time. And she said, my husband gets bored with the same women all the time. He likes to change around, and so we have a harem, I guess you'd call that. I can't remember the word she used. She told me that his concubines were well taken care of. She said that we were schooled in the way that he liked things, but we were always encouraged to bring our own experiences and skills, shall we say. She wondered why I wasn't looking quite so shocked as most of the girls were, and certainly a lot of it turned her down. But I loved the idea. And so that's how I was approached. Formal training was wearing lingerie that he liked, learning to fellate him the way he liked, suck his cock, learning to suck his cock and to dirty talk the way he liked. The prince is particularly well endowed, so we had to learn to take rather large dildos into our throats. It's fun. Oh, the princess taught us. Yes. You mistake this. She was very hands-on. In fact, I would go so far as to say we were her concubines as much as his. She often joined us in playtime, sometimes on her own. She would take us aside and have us lick her juicy cunt until she came all over our faces. No. There weren't that many of us. There were only two or three concubines at a time. I was and still am the longest serving of any concubines he's had. I have particular skills. Well, dare to talk, for one. I'm very good at it. I like to use dirty words like cunt, fuck, toys, fuckholes, dirty little whore, salacious little tease. He calls me a witch. He says I change and evolve. She says I'm a chameleon, changing into what I need to be. No. I've never had any reservation about being his concubine. Why wouldn't I want to be? I get to fuck with a well-endowed man who's not abusive, although he likes a little bit of pain. I get to play with his beautiful princess of a wife. I have my own rooms, my own things, my own allowance. I can come and go as I please when they are away on official visits, but I am expected to be here when they return. I'm an artist. I have all the things I need to pursue my craft. And I'm safe and secure here. I'm well paid. I can put some things away. I have a little nest egg for when I leave, and I will always be part of their family. In fact, I will be invited back when I decide to move along to help train other concubines or recruit if I would like to. You make it sound like we hate each other. Apart from the princess, there are 3 of us at the moment. We play, we giggle. There are times when the prince is watching us on the camera, and we'll be playing with each other and it gets very sexual, and then all of a sudden he's between us and the 3 of us will pleasure him on either side of his cock, licking and sucking, one playing with his balls and his perineum, and sometimes even his asshole. Sometimes his wife will sit and watch with her legs splayed and fucking her cunt with her fingers until she gets tired and she asks one of us to do it for her. What's not to love about fucking and finding your way in the world in the security of a, I'd call it loving place. Sex and time. Sex and security. You have to excuse me. The prince was fucking me very late last night, and I am still sore and tired. Oh, please. We are well taken care of. Very well taken care of. There are no competitions here. It's just fucking and fucking and fucking and fucking. That's all it is. Hedonistic pleasure upon pleasure upon pleasure. Orgasms, more fucking. Orgasms and more fucking and this and that. We have a toy collection that would rival any online retailer of sex toys. We have them from everywhere around the world. Every culture, every tradition, every sexual ideal. We have handmaidens to take care of us, a massage therapist to help us stay in good shape, and would you like to be one? Would you like to be one of the prince's concubines? Your cameraman? Oh, he's very welcome. We do occasionally have male concubines for the princess. The prince doesn't partake, but she does. So you'd both be very welcome. It's like an... it's like the perfect place to be. Fucking and coming. Fucking and coming. in a group of people who know what you like, who experiment and play. You don't understand, do you? You know, if you really wanted to understand and write the best piece possible, when I get up, you'd follow me without any of your equipment and let us bring you into the concubine house for a few weeks. And then you can truly say you learnt about us. Now, are you coming or not?